Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
But I thought he's, like, evolving. You're evolving into a nastier creature. It's like it's like a Pokemon.
He's evolving. Like there's
what was the first, was it Bulbasaur? It was like Bulbasaur.
Bulbasaur, Charizard, Squirtle.
Squirtle was like cute, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
By the time it got to fucking
Blastoise,
it was like fuck out of here. Like you wild.
Mouse was born a war turtle though. There was no cute.
There was no
Squirtle.
Drew, you recording this?
There was one, all right, good. There was one level of mutation for you.
You came actually out, no.
It went from evolving to now mutating.
You're like a Mew.
Wow.
So you just put a number next to you and it just changes.
I'm Mew 3. I'm Mew 3. I'm Mew 4.
Yeah, that's it.
Y'all niggas ain't shit, bro.
Right,
bro.
You good?
I'm Mouse Jones.
I'm Nat Wilds.
I'm Flora.
And we are...
Anyways, what's up, guys? Welcome back. Welcome back.
Now what?
Welcome right. back. Welcome
I'm gonna show up on set and do the show. I'm show up. On-
welcome. Ding ding.
Our guest today is
welcome back.
It is you not. Fucking thought. I used to want to interview him, but then I heard him on Clubhouse. I was like, never mind. I'm good.
Certain people just. This is what I also think. When people hit us up like, yo, get this person on the show, they don't realize some of these people just don't know how to interact with people.
Yeah.
And don't think because they can act, meaning they can play the part mm-hmm. of themselves. Mm-hmm. And that's most importantly on the show is we want to talk to the real person mm-hmm. besides Method Man. We want to talk to his
I don't want to talk to Method Man.
There's certain characters.
I want to talk to Davis.
I think we should start doing that. We should start interviewing people based on the character. And be like, yo,
Matt, can you be first? Can sure. interview as Michael Lee?
One day. I'll definitely do that.
But then
we can
do like,
get in character.
I say we do like a regular episode of like dumb just being like dumb. And then we do like our bonus
episode. The bonus episode
is like
the character?
It's like the character.
That's fire.
I like that. I like that. That's, man, that's a good idea.
That's what I like.
See what I'm saying?
That new 2022 energy.
Yeah.
We ain't podcasting like we used to podcast.
There's a lot of other podcasts out there that have been not doing as great, but they've been getting paid great. And this year, I'm putting my foot down.
Talk about it.
I'm saying I'm the greatest.
Ooh, I'm putting cases on all you bitches.
All you motherfuckers. I'm doing it.
Putting cases on all you bitches.
You see what I'm saying? Like, because I feel like we deserve our flowers and fuck flowers. We deserve cars and planes and houses.
Ooh,
and
I like that.
And yes, nudes too.
I like
nudes. If you send me nudes, black and white. Just put it in black and white. Make it sexy for me. Make it sexy in 2020.
Don't look at me. Keep me out of this.
No, I'm going to look at you. I'm going to ask you.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I'm going to ask you.
Did we even start the podcast?
We're starting here.
Hold on. Can we talk to the
because I'm going
to
lose my thought. Man, okay, I know what you're trying to do. No.
Yeah. Trying to get you out of topic. Nope. We're here. Talk to him, Mouse.
So, like, how do you and Chris do that? How do you and Chris still date each other?
Mm. What do you mean?
Like, are y'all sending news back and forth to each other? Are you like, nigga, yep. I seen you when you woke up.
Still.
They're still?
Absolutely.
That's fire.
Absolutely. You gotta keep it spicy, man. I think that's one of the best things about this marriage so far. You know, it feels, of course, there are times where we kind of are like, okay, we get kind of in the days of what regular life always is, but we both always constantly try to keep dating each other. I think that's one of the things that a lot of people...
date night.
Yeah.
Like, goals.
Not even just date night. Well, yeah. But not even just date night, but like, you have to be intentional. That's what I mean by constantly dating your husband, your wife. You got to really be intentional, the same way that you would if you're in a regular boyfriend girlfriend relationship. If you got to reach out and try to go on a date, you got to reach out to try to kick it with them. You got to reach out to, you know, it's intentional. You know, you have to make sure that you're constantly dating your person and not just sitting being comfortable.
Can't let that shit get boring.
Being comfortable gets.
Who's gonna have a wedding first, me or Ryan?
Who's gonna have a wedding first?
Mm-hmm. Who's Ryan. Hold on. Who's gonna like it's, get married? Or who's gonna have? A
that's
wedding?
What I'm saying.
You're the type to be like, well, I hosted. I had a wedding. Like,
no, yeah,
that's
what
I said. That's what I said. I know you're gonna have a wedding.
Have a wedding
because I didn't want to be like, who do you think is gonna get married first? And Ryan be like, well, Mel, you already were married. I didn't have a wedding. Yeah. So who do you think is going to have a wedding first?
Ryan.
That's going to be lit.
That's what I'm saying.
You know what? Let's introduce the episode because now I know where I want to go.
My wedding introduce the episode. Is going to be
so- Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to welcome to another episode of Guys Next Door. We thank you guys for coming. As you guys know, we are here. This is probably one of the first times in a long time that we've all been in a house.
Only unless you pay money.
Unless you pay bread.
Then you've heard us together a couple times. But to the ones that don't.
That should be incentive to
pay.
Pay.
Yeah. You want to see more of us?
I mean
you're going to see us all year. Like now, we really like.
Oh, we're locked in.
We're locked in.
We home.
Like sometimes you'll be like, oh, you know, y'all got that. Nah, 2022, we locked in. We all turning 33 this year. That's the man upstairs?
Jesus. That's
okay.
Jesus year.
All right, Jesus.
I don't want to be associated with anybody else who is number 33.
But
Reggie Miller got bad teeth.
Wow.
He fixed him.
No,
he did.
Doesn't matter. He has bad teeth most of his life.
He definitely got the new jibs.
He got the new jibs. Most of his life, absolutely.
With bad teeth. And then Larry Bird's white.
Patrick Ewing?
Never. He's a perennial loser.
What?
Perennial loser. Why don't want to be a big Jamaican loser?
Hater. Man,
he's a loser.
You're terrible.
Big beef fatty.
You're big beef fatty.
You're terrible. I can't deal with y'all niggas.
Oh,
hater. Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Get back to my fault, the intro. Yeah. Welcome back.
Welcome back, guys. Welcome to the crib. You guys know where we are. This is the Guys Next Door. We want to thank you guys for coming out. I think it's almost been just about three years, man. Listen, it's been a long time, man, and you guys are still rocking with us. I can't even tell. Yo, there's been mad times even during the play. There was people coming up to me on some like, listen, I don't know. And this is crazy, even for me. They'd be like, yo, I don't know your face, but I hear your voice every week. My sister plays your podcast. I just hear y'all voice. So shout out to y'all constantly being here, rocking with us, man. We appreciate y'all. Make sure that you guys go to our Patreon, put some snaps on the petrol, because y'all be coming in here.
Hot.
Coming in here hot.
Hot.
Getting in our refrigerator, mm-hmm. eating all our chips.
Using up our good heat.
It's cold outside.
It's cold outside right now, man.
Baby, it's cold outside.
They don't understand how cold
that
it is.
That is a song if you didn't about know how cold it was, sexual assault.
It is under 20.
But we're not going to talk about
is
that.
Is it?
We're not going to talk about that.
Oh, my God.
You can't do nothing with this.
And I had to be the one to sing it.
It was you.
I don't even care about the song. I just said it because, oh, my God. Now you're like, oh, Mouse still likes. All right.
It's just cold.
Go to patreon.com/guysnextdoor. Put some snaps on the petrol. Come get some of this free content. Oh, yeah. Well, it's not free.
No, it ain't free, but it's
some
extra.
Get some of this fire bonus content.
It's not that much money.
Go to YouTube. Sign up to our YouTube. Make sure that you guys go to youtube.com/guysnextdoorpod. Podcast, sorry. Mm-hmm. Make sure you guys actually get a chance to see what we're talking about.
We got good ambiance in here.
It's a good vibe. You know, we got the clouds.
And I can see, I be taking a peek sometimes at the camera. Drew got us looking real good.
Real good. Real good.
Shout out to Drew.
Shout out to Drew. One time for the one time.
Shout out to these colors. Festive.
It's really good. It's a good palette over there.
It's a good palette, bro.
You know, I'm thinking more this year. It's like I want brighter colors to bring me up. But I'm not really caring about matching. I just want to be like, you know.
Just feel good.
You don't got to match. You just got to coordinate. Yeah, as long exactly. as your outfit makes sense.
This coordinates with everything. You feel me?
There we go.
This right here.
There we go. Right there. Bam. Also, wherever you're listening to this podcast, we appreciate you, man. If you are listening on Apple Podcasts, please make sure that you like, subscribe on every on everywhere you listen to podcasts. Make sure you like and subscribe. But if you are listening to this on Apple Podcasts, throw 5 stars up there. You know, we appreciate that. You know, we want to feel the love.
We want to feel validated.
We want to feel validated.
We tie our validation directly into you guys liking what we do. So
absolutely. Please. So please, please make sure you give us 5 stars. And yeah,
you make sure you follow us on Twitter and Instagram if you want to using the handle Guys Next Door Pod. And if you want to continue the conversation on Twitter, make sure you use the hashtag Guys Next
Door. Or go to our Twitter.
We do have a Twitter.
We have a Twitter.
You
say use the hashtag Guys Next Door.
I mean, he said follow us on Instagram and Twitter. Same thing.
Make sure you're on point.
All right. Also, if you guys have something that you want to talk to us about,
yes,
we haven't done it in a while.
We haven't.
But if you have something that you want to talk to us personally about, go to guysnextdoor123 at gmail.com.
123.
Yep, yes. 123. Send us.
And we got something new we're gonna work out this year. That I'm very excited about.
We're gonna talk on the Patreon first.
Oh, I thought you said tell them.
We're gonna try it on Patreon first.
I like that idea. Yeah.
Give them a little something, and then we'll give them a little something.
Exactly. Already.
Then we'll put something
together.
Please make sure you send something in if you guys want to talk to us. Tell us about your love life. Shoot, you might even get some really, really good advice or some really bad advice from us.
You'll get some good advice from at least 2 people. I don't know, and that's not even me throwing myself under the bus. I'm just saying, generally, we have never all three given good advice.
That is a fact.
Maybe 2 people.
Maybe, and that's a good time.
And then
that's
there's one. Day. Detractor. There's just one defector who just fuck that. Yep. It honestly depends on who goes first.
Yep.
So does. Like if Mac and Ryan go first, I'm gonna be like, what? Fuck that. Nah, do this. If I go first, Mac will be on board with me. Ryan's like, nah, I'm doing this. So it's a fun
you
time.
It's like this. Take whoever's advice you feel fits.
There we go.
If my words of wisdom help, cool.
Treat
if
it like
Mouse's,
shut up. Shout out.
If they work for you,
then cool.
It's good though.
I'll be giving good advice. I don't care what y'all be talking about.
Well, let's advise the people whose wedding's gonna be lit when it happens.
So you said Ryan. Why do you think Ryan's gonna have a wedding before me?
Why do I think Ryan is gonna have a wedding before you? Because I think weddings right?
Because
and then through the finger.
Because I believe a lot of times the weddings are based on the wife, and I do very much believe Ryan is going to get a woman who very, very much wants a big
ass wedding.
Big wedding.
Shit. Hope she got a father. He will be paying.
We doing this shit all the way traditional.
I think Mouse, sure. You will have a big reception, and it's going to be a bunch of family. I think Ryan's is going to be lavish.
I think
it's going to happen before yours.
I think Ryan's going to have a big wedding.
There's going to be so many people at my wedding.
It's going to be ridiculous.
It's going to be 2 days?
It might be one of like
Indian
wedding.
Like the Indian India. People?
I might have to do a 2-day joint.
She might be an Indian
she
joint.
She might be Indian joint.
Yo, by the way, shout out to my man Akash Singh. He got the new from over there at Brilliant 2, Flagrant 2. Then he got the new special coming out. But fuck Akash too, because he didn't invite me to his wedding. He had 2 fucking days.
It might have been, I think it's 3.
Now triple fuck him.
For me, it's like I don't know. But for me, I don't know if I got a 3-day wedding, I don't know if I want to be there all 3 days.
I'm not waking up the second day.
You don't want to be at your own wedding for 3 days?
No, we did it twice. Sir.
I'm not waking up the second day.
Come on, I'm smacked.
I'm smacked.
I'm so cooked. That's why my wedding got to be 1 day because I'll be so cooked. Like I know at my wedding. You're gonna be hosting. We might do a little trap karaoke in it.
You know, no fuck that. We're gonna have fun today.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. I'm gonna talk about where how I'm gonna find my wife.
Okay. I'm gonna give all of us numbers.
Oh Jesus Christ.
I'm gonna give all of us a number and Drew is going to pick the numbers.
Okay.
Whoever number gets picked, they gotta describe how they think the other person. Oh well, he already had a wedding. No, you didn't have a wedding yet.
Nope.
This is great. So Drew's gonna pick a number. Whoever is the number.
How? If you know the numbers.
I'm gonna tell y'all the numbers.
Okay,
and we're gonna know the numbers. He's not gonna know. He's gonna say a number.
Text the number.
Oh. Text us the number.
All right.
So we know. Come on, how are we gonna do this? You gonna cheat? Y'all already talked. You gonna text him too?
No fool. Hell.
I don't like this game already. But you want to know what whose wedding's gonna be the best?
I just want us to describe each other's wedding.
Fuck.
Wow.
But that's really not fair.
Why?
Because he already knows who his spouse is.
Ooh, so what? You still don't? You ain't never threw a wedding?
We ain't going to. Cost too much.
So I don't believe that for one fucking minute.
Get Marvel.
If we get Marvel.
Get Marvel.
If we get Marvel,
so this,
right?
This is what we're saying. This is what we're saying.
We get Marvel.
You're at it.
Wedding.
We keep it a buck. The wedding is on set. Okay. Like, this is it.
Babe, I'm showing up dressed
right
as
here.
Captain fucking America.
Hold on, babe. You see me in this sling? That's our wedding.
Okay.
I'm showing up.
We married.
You Captain America?
I'm showing up as Captain America. I don't care
Captain
who
America
I am.
Is from Brooklyn.
Facts.
And I'm a Brooklyn nigga. I'm just not from Brooklyn.
He's from Brooklyn.
He is from Brooklyn.
He's not from the part of Brooklyn you know. We don't even know what part of Brooklyn he's from. He's just from Brooklyn.
From Red Hook.
He is from Red Hook. That is crazy. Very true. It's in the comics.
I know him. You know him?
Yeah.
That nigga from Thomas Boylan House. across for the beef patty.
He's from the far side.
Yeah.
Far side.
Yo, all right. So, Drew, you ready for this? All right. Pick a number 1 through 3. That's Ryan.
Oh, my
Bam.
God. Bam. What's up with you, bro? Nobody ever picks one. Like, who wants to pick
a number. Now, pick another number, and that's who has to describe his wedding. Matt.
Good.
So, Matt, okay. you gotta...
I didn't need him describing my wedding.
Okay.
I would have got a divorce. He'd have tried to invite all my exes and all types of shit.
Yo.
Nasty.
Yo.
At least I got somebody with a good head on their shoulders. Shit. He'd have violated me.
Nigga would drink concentrate one time.
Oh my gosh.
And now
fuck my whole shit up.
He can't, I mean, listen, it's the added ingredients. That's what fucks us up.
You can throw your two cents in. You can add.
Yeah.
I'll allow that. Okay. I like this.
Okay.
I like this. Okay, sit back. Because I'm getting married. I'm not saying
so.
All right,
so let's set it up like this. Okay. So I'm gonna walk you through the stuff to describe.
Walk me through it. All right.
How does he propose?
How does he propose?
I think that's super important.
Okay. What I think, the way I think Ryan is gonna propose, he's gonna take Shorty out to like this fire food spot.
City Island.
No.
Okay.
It's gonna be in LA.
All right.
Fire food spot with a crazy view. Like it's gonna be very either Noble and Malibu. Like with the water.
With Malibu. That's in California?
It's in California.
Okay.
Or it's going to be like a rooftop.
Okay.
Something like that.
May I say one thing?
Fuck me.
I thought Malibu was in Hawaii. Keep going.
Okay. All right.
Malibu's most wanted. Never seen it?
Thought it happened in Hawaii.
Okay. All right. It's going to happen.
So it's not in Hawaii at all?
It is not. There is no Malibu in Hawaii.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
So I've spent,
let me check this on my list. I said I always want to go to Malibu.
I spent. Oh no, now I can go to Malibu because I know. Because now
you say you want to go to Malibu. Oh,
nigga said yo, you should go to Malibu. Woo, that's a flight, boy.
13 hours.
Now that I know it's in California.
You can drive there.
I'm going to Malibu next time.
You can drive there. Cool.
Anyway, it's gonna be something like the view is gonna be crazy, okay. But Shorty's gonna think it's a regular date night.
Right.
He's gonna tell her to get dressed up, the crazy whatever. She's gonna walk in. He's gonna have all of her friends there, the whole nine.
Give me three names. Give me three likely names of this mystery woman.
Okay. Three likely names of the
What do you think her name is? If there's obviously we don't know, but like if you know your friend, give me three names you think it would be. Not people, not actual people, just like random name that you just.
This is the scary part.
I know.
He's gonna say a name, it's gonna be an actual person.
I know, right?
But you know,
We're here. It's 2022.
I'm married.
Hold on, let me see.
You're
getting
married, so
I'm married. It's a wrap. If I had to think of three names for a shorty.
Yo, this game is so fun.
It's gonna be one of them is gonna be a simple name that's
like an Ashley.
No. It's gonna be a simple maybe.
Chill.
It's gonna be a simple name that's spelt differently.
Mm. Like Ashley.
Like a little ghetto.
Like a Ashley. Or
L-A-Y or L-E-I-G-H.
L-E-I-G-H.
That's fire. I can see Ryan marrying an Ashley.
Yeah, yeah. Huh? It'll be...
So we got one. We got one. Ashley.
It'll be a foreign name.
Like a Kanika?
No. That's black.
Foreign.
I need foreign. I need like
not
I
a
need,
far projects. Far, yeah. far away. Foreign language.
Yeah, right.
Oh, you're starting to sound like Fit Fresh. Oh my god.
I need
time stamp deck. I want to bleep that. I'm not giving them niggas no shine.
Yeah, you're right. Right. You're right. You're right.
I need something out of the country, like a name from out of the country, like she's
Moana.
Sure, Moana. Actually, it'll be more like Leilani. It'll be more like Leilani.
Ooh, definitely can see Ryan with a Leilani.
That's sexy.
That's sexy. That's nice.
Leilani, okay.
So we got there. Ashley, we got a Leilani.
All right.
And then the last one is going to be...
Sounds like a bad group.
It's
right? Sounds like a group that got dropped.
And the Ashley, last one is going to be like... Her name just sounds like, ooh, like you a pretty little thing. It'll be like a Brandy, like with an I.
I've never met an ugly Brandy.
It'll be a Brandy with instead of a Y, it'll be an I.
Okay.
Brandy.
All right, so there's a name.
Okay.
So we got those are three names. So he's proposing to either Ashley,
Leilani,
or Brandy.
Her name is going to be Ashley. It's just.
Yeah, it's just spelled different.
Yeah, but knowing me, yeah. I'm going to say Ashley.
Every single time.
Every single time.
You're going to be like, Ashley?
It's same actually. Way Che's yeah. name is Shay.
I get it.
But because of his spelling, I say Che, and everyone says Che.
True indeed.
So we got a name for our mystery woman. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So the proposal, they're in Malibu, which I just found out.
Either Malibu or on a rooftop in LA that overlooks the whole city. Like
they have those?
AM, PM, you could go to Harriet. Oh, well, not Harriet. What's the rooftop?
Dream?
No.
Because you can't see shit from up there.
What's that rooftop that they do Sadiq at all the time?
Yeah.
That's true.
That's Dream.
Yeah.
You can't see shit from up there.
I'm not.
No. I'm saying when it's a restaurant. It's got like.
I'm not. I'm just saying I'm not proposing at Dream Hotel.
Got it.
It's just too much.
No.
Too much souls too, up there.
Yeah. Hey, the vibes is crazy up there.
I can't do that. But I get it. Rooftop vibe.
It's going to be a rooftop
like a cat. You ever been a castaway?
Yes. Exactly.
There you go, like Castaway. Right.
Okay, you see the vision. Shorty gonna walk upstairs. Mm-hmm. She gonna think it's a regular joint.
Mm-hmm.
She gonna get off the elevator.
What's she wearing? How did he tell her to dress? How did he dress her? Because you know, for the proposal, Ryan's gonna dress her. Ryan's gonna be like, wear this. She's like, why are you being so picky? Wear this.
I see a real nice black dress. Mm. Something that's very that's a really good garment. Not too. Actually, it's like it looks like a dress, and it has like buttons and shit. Fire.
Little cleavage showing. You know she got a little something back.
She got
there.
A little something
you,
back
because
there.
Because you prepared your plate.
Smacked. Nigga, join the smacking.
She's yes.
Hair see done up.
See it.
Makeup. Okay. Makeup crazy.
So she's to the nines.
Nigga, it might not a lot of jewelry, but if you know the brands, you're like, ooh.
Not she, a lot of makeup either.
You're not a lot of makeup. You know I'm about to say, not a lot of makeup. It's very, she looked like she's kind of.
Even for proposal day, you're not even going to like it to meet up.
Nah.
Because that's not me on a normal day. That's not me on a normal day. It's not the wedding day. Mm-hmm. And so she's going to know something's up. Like, yo, exactly. Put all that, like, nah. Like, yo, minimal, but.
You know what I mean? Look regular.
How I met you, baby.
I like that. How I met
low
you.
Low key.
Okay, so we got that.
Okay, so they walk in. She sees her friends. Her friends got all the phones out. Bitch!
Right.
And they like, she's confused. Oh my God,
okay,
what's
so
going on?
She's a little
on?
Dumb. Okay.
She's confused. What's going on? Turns around. Sees Ryan on one knee.
Sees Ryan's on one knee?
On one knee.
What's he wearing?
Ooh.
Because it's Rye. So in my mind... Ryan has on, he's in all black too, but he it's a suit, but he don't got the button. He don't got the
Ryan,
shirt.
Ryan wearing warm colors. Like I see him like.
Oh, he didn't do the black.
Nah, he didn't do the black. He didn't want to make it.
I don't want to make it hot.
Give me a year. Yeah, give me a year.
Of what?
What year is this?
What year is this?
This proposal's happening. What year?
I would say 2027.
You're gonna be a lonely old man.
No, that doesn't mean I'm not meeting her and marrying her that year.
Yeah, no, I'm a lonely old man.
That's 37.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Married at 37?
Mm.
I see 35 to 37.
That's what I'm about to say. You see?
Oof.
He meets her. They've been kicking it for a minute.
Are we there?
Yes, we are
there. Yeah, okay. I called y'all. You helped me put it together.
Mouse is on the mic.
Thanks.
At the proposal?
Absolutely.
Yeah, after joint proposal. I'm having an after party for the proposal.
Who are we talking about?
Come on now.
You're right.
Come on now. Her friends going to be nice.
Her crew friends are going to be fire.
You there?
Her friends are married. Fire.
Clearly, because this is happening before me.
You're not married. You're there. Single. Ish. It's lit. Full flowing. Drinks bobbing.
Ryan got some warm colors on. You know, it's giving me tan. It's giving me like, ooh, he's got a nice little tan vibe.
Yeah,
a good slack.
Yeah.
Good slack, a real good button up,
yeah.
Flowy though.
But and it's open because you know you know
he has to show the tat.
Yeah,
it's a little flowy.
He's been with Turnhead Fitness at this point for 6 years.
Yeah. Yeah. So we got
moonlighting with Zeus on the East Coast.
Yeah, you know,
trainers everywhere.
He's on one knee. Shorty one knee. Turns around, starts doing the fake breakdown crap. All of that.
She do now. She looks at me and she turns. You know, they look at you, then they turn around, look that way, like,
oh my god, no, he's are you.
Are you serious?
Are you serious?
Ryan, are you serious? Ryan, no, she calls him Rye.
Yeah.
She calls him Rye. Rye, are you serious? Are you kidding me?
Then you got the one hitting from the back. It's about time.
Exactly.
It's about time.
With the phone out, see?
Look. That's me.
Black love.
It's
black
about love. Time.
Jesus Christ.
Damn. He should have been did this.
Get him out
anyway,
of here.
Anyway.
I want to hear the Ryan's... Fuck it, it's our show. I want to hear the Ryan proposal speech. What does he say?
He don't say much. He don't say much.
He knows his.
You know, I love you, girl.
Literally, it's really. He pulls out the crazy Cartier box. Hey. He knows what box it is.
Hey, you went to the yay.
Six. She got the 6.5 finger.
Woo! Knows exactly what to get.
You went to
He's on one knee. He waits for everybody to quiet down. Everybody's talking like crazy, trying to hear what he has to say.
You know, Ryan. Yo, I'm trying to do something.
Yeah, quiet. He said, yo, you know we've been at this for a minute. You know I love you. What's up?
No, I'm telling you, the minute
say,
he do
I'm
that.
Say the words.
Of course. No, of course. I'm going to say, of course.
The minute like, Ryan do that,
so what's
if
up?
He proposed by saying, so what's up? I swear to God, just hang it up. I'm not getting married. Because I can't outdo that. I can't outdo that.
You know me, I know you.
Niggas gonna be at my proposal, so I'm gonna be
up?
Like,
what's up?
I'm gonna give a.
Will you marry me? And Shorty's, oh my God, yes, of course.
I'm gonna fuck
course.
Up, put on the wrong finger.
Nigga Ryan got it on the pinky finger. My fault.
You gotta be like, yo, you just put out there. She know, like, yo.
Yeah, man.
Okay.
That's I feel
then
like
I put this shit low. Like,
So then she turned around and she show all her friends. All her friends is
go crazy
up because it's a big rock.
It's a big
rock.
Big rock. It's giving five.
It's giving big rock.
It's giving good 5 pound carrot.
It's giving big rock. Yeah, it's giving that. On the discount.
Big rock.
I got it.
Arm heavy to carry.
I know somebody.
Yeah, we know somebody who knows somebody. Big rock.
So
big
I heard.
Rock. Big rock.
So
big
I heard.
Big rock. It might be the rock, but the rocks around the joint. Woo!
Too. But the rocks around it.
Absolutely. Yeah,
you
know
you showing sure now.
It's going to be rocks you to
act,
the rock.
Oh, you acting like you want
to
get
pebbles uh-huh. to the stone.
You acting like you want
pebbles
to
the stone. Yes,
you
sir.
You want to stay married.
Married.
Yeah.
Married.
Yeah, yeah.
Big married.
Big married.
So yeah, that's
spend that
that's,
much on the goddamn ring.
That's my thoughts. That's my thought. That's how it happened for my boy.
So that's the proposal.
Yep.
How long after the proposal does the wedding happen?
A year.
Yeah, I can see. Yeah, Ryan's not gonna wait around that long.
One year.
Okay, Matt. It is the wedding day. Go.
The wedding day. Man, wedding day is gonna be smooth. Wedding day, the colors are probably going to be...
Big wedding, small wedding?
Big wedding.
Big.
Big wedding.
250 plus.
Yep. Facts. Big wedding.
I start saving now. Because I know. It's like you. You see how you call somebody? Yo, so I wasn't invited to the... I'm going to get so many of those calls.
That's what I'm saying.
That I got to be like, girl was handling everything.
A nigga had two days and did not invite me to the wedding.
I'm saying, yo, my girl handled the invites.
Come on now.
I'd be fucking trolled, bro.
Bro, I just swipe.
I just got there, bro.
Yo,
I just seen a
big wedding.
Big wedding.
Big wedding.
Church?
Nah, venue.
Venue. Mm-hmm. Crypto.
No. Nah, big venue.
Big venue.
Well, either a big venue.
A wedding in LA?
That's what I'm saying. Hold on. It's either a big venue to me. It's either a big venue in like a place that place that's right outside of where everybody is, like a Palm Springs mm-hmm. or something like that, big venue like that, or it's somewhere out of the country or out of reach on like a big house on a vineyard or some shit like that.
I can see that.
I could definitely see Rye doing the Big House on the Vineyard. Yeah, I could see that.
In my mind, I'm thinking like,
it's not about you right now.
It starts off. Yeah, it is.
It's my wedding.
He's describing it.
Say it, but nah, give you some details. My mind, it starts off like venue, but like on a dock. Like,
yeah,
you see the water.
Mm-hmm.
At the party on the yacht.
Facts.
Scoop us up.
Facts.
I'm going crazy.
See what I'm saying?
My tie gonna be around my head.
See what I'm saying? Facts. All that.
Because facts.
Once you're drunk enough, it's your wedding too.
I'm not drunk.
You're gonna be drunk off life.
Oh yeah.
Happiness.
Yeah,
Monday,
yeah.
Love and happiness.
Me and Mac might sing a duet.
Yeah.
I'm gonna be there.
Yes, you will.
Uh-huh.
Yes, you will.
And I'm definitely having, you don't think I'm having performers?
Oh, nigga.
Oh, my friends are.
Oh, bro.
I'm gonna do the Dave Chappelle.
Oh,
yo,
bro.
Yo, I just seen Mac backstage. Mac, come play this. They're gonna have the song playing. Niggas gonna have to go.
Just grab the mic, bro.
It's gonna be, yeah, it's gonna be that type of wedding.
Look, you know me, I'm throwing the mic. Here you go.
Performing. Yeah.
So all right, so we know that the reception gonna happen on the yacht.
Yep.
We know that the wedding is at the
It might be docked though. It might not go anywhere. It's a lot, it's expensive to
hit it out. That's fine. So a lot of people have been on the yacht before. Just, whether
moving
or not.
I'll be about to say by that time the company has been booming. So that's your yacht. That's your yacht.
We're gonna be on the yacht.
Yeah, we go.
So we know
Intrepid. Get fit people, man.
So the last time I was on the Intrepid, I almost killed somebody, but that's a whole nother story.
Please.
Buy a couple of day passes, everybody rock.
That's a whole nother story.
Yeah, I want this nigga to stop talking to me, son. I want Christ. Ryan to stop talking.
I can't get Intrepid. I think that's dope. I think it'd be actually fire. But cool. All right,
so we know where it's at. So what did this wedding look like? What are we walking into? What are we seeing walking in?
What you're seeing walking in? A lot of good flowers. I see it's like Shorty wanted it to be at the right time, so it's like right before the sun dips down, so the sunlight is hitting the whole joint the right way. It's just, it feels real warm. Like it, that's what it feels like. I see
definitely springtime.
I'm about to say, I see springtime. I see warm colors. I see like the color scheme might be like black and gold. It's fire.
It's something.
I like this.
Something.
I like
fire.
This. I like this.
Fire.
Preacher, or are we like agnostic? Or like, is there instead of a preacher, they're like a spiritually, like who's doing the ceremony?
Miles Jones.
You got to get ordained.
You got to get ordained, and you are going to do. You are going to do.
You got to get your pastor mouse back.
I gather here today. Yes, sir. Yes, I'm here today. Not tomorrow, but today. To bring these two in holy
matrimony. Oh, you wasn't ready for that, was you? You wasn't ready for that, was
when
you?
When I say matrimony, I don't mean divorce. I mean forever.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
Because I know a lot of people that just do this for the love of the game, but this is not the love of the game. It's love of the sport.
Preach,
and the sport is love.
Preach,
I bring him to love because I bring him because I love you and I love you. I love you because he introduced me to you and you were his world.
Wow.
You were his girl.
Wow.
And now you were his wife.
Somebody,
happy wife, happy life. My man is happy. So what are you?
Robo Sataka. Hey,
for him. So everybody, bow your heads one down.
Yes, Lord.
I might not be the man you thought I would be up
wow,
here.
Wow.
But I came here today not to talk about tomorrow, but to talk about forever.
Yes, Lord.
Preach, Mouse.
And forever,
preach.
This may be you and your babies.
Come on. Wow.
We will just walk and say, amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
You better preach, Mouse.
Hey.
Hallelujah.
Hey.
Drew, you started this. I want you to know this is because of you.
And that's
it's going to be Mouse Jones.
That'll be you.
It's gonna
I
be
gave
Miles
a couple
Jones.
Words of wisdom right there. You feel me?
He said, because I'm here to talk about not tomorrow. Yeah,
not tomorrow.
But forever. And I said, that's good word. That's word. That is good.
Mouse going to be like, hey, normally we wait to kiss the bride when it's done, but kiss her right now because I know.
Right now.
I know. I just want you to know that. I see the love.
Well.
So just do that for me one time. Everybody, look to your neighbor and say, they will do it.
They will do it.
They can do it, and they have done it.
I'm telling you.
Oh, my God.
I'm telling you. It is Mouse Jones, ladies and gentlemen. You heard it here first.
So after this wedding is over.
Yes.
I mean, after the ceremony is over, they jump the broom.
They jump the
broom. Gotta jump the broom.
Yep, got to.
They jump the broom.
Definitely sponsored by some liquor brand.
200%.
We're at the reception.
200%.
Give me Mac Wilde's speech. I want the Mac Wilde speech. Because if I know Ryan.
I love a good speech.
It's four speeches.
I love a good speech.
It's gonna
by myself.
It's gonna be me and Matt.
Yep.
It's gonna be Nigel.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Juan Don.
And Juan
sure.
Don. That's the five. I think that's the four. Okay. I think you would do the four. I think you would do the four and it would be us four. Okay. Like the people that have been around the most impactful. That's what I think. Yep. So okay. I wanna hear the Mac Wilde speech.
Actually, it'll be me and you together.
Yes.
We'd have to do ours together. It'll be...
The speech next door.
The speech next door, right? It'll be Juan Don, of course.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be your mom's, and then it'll be Pop.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
You gonna let your posture get your wedding?
I mean,
it's gonna tight leash. We'll keep
cut
it cute.
Do it again.
He's doing too much.
Because by then, he is
ripped. He's ripped.
He's trying to talk to everybody's daughter and mother.
Facts.
Telling them, because niggas, they don't really know about my pops. My pops.
Animal.
Was anybody there when he was at lap?
No, but I remember the story.
The next day. Oh, he was going up to joints like, yo, it's either going to be you or somebody else.
What's up?
Joints was like, yo. Like, he was really like, he was on it. They was on it, though. He was like, yo, I got a little something. I'm going to take a little vibe to the... Listen.
I'm going to take a little vibe. Yo, if you don't shut your 60 ass down.
60?
Older than... Your pops is 70 moving like that?
72.
Your black don't crack.
Love it. Like, we love
just,
it.
He's just, yeah. He's more emotional now, so he might cry at the joint.
That's what okay. I'm saying. Okay. That's what I'm saying.
So I want the Mac Wilde speech. Give me the Mac Wilde... No. You do my side of the speech. I'm going to do your side.
Ooh-wee.
Is Ryan, look, you guys see Ryan's face. Yeah, y'all can see at home. Ryan has a face like he's really at his wedding right now.
Oh, no.
I'm hype. Why did I get married?
This is why I did it.
Go ahead, Mac. Let me hear. Look, I heard
One other question.
Go ahead.
Do I have a kid before the marriage
no.
or after?
No. You wait until...
I waited?
Yeah.
I waited till 37?
I told you not to, but you did. I told you I had one this year.
It's not because you wanted to.
The situation never arose.
Okay. All right, cool. I get it.
And then you also have...
Excuse me?
Say what?
I'm letting my writer mind run.
Go ahead. Have fun with it.
This episode's going to be called Why Did Rod Get Married?
Ride did I get married?
Oh man,
yo Mac, write it down. I get married?
Oh my god, I love it.
Because wow. I was gonna call it the wedding next door, but no. Did I get married?
Ride did I get married? This shit is crazy.
What?
Ride did I get married?
This is wild.
Andrew, this is your fault.
You picked me. Could have been anybody.
Oh
else.
Shit!
You picked me.
Oh
D.
god.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Cool.
Okay. So in my mind, right, the writer side. Ryan almost had a baby.
Mm-hmm.
But him and the girl were on shaky ground. She got pregnant towards the end of the breakup.
Mm-hmm.
And she got the abortion.
Mm-hmm.
And he kind of hold, you know, he kind of holds himself responsible. He kind of holds himself accountable. So now, so he wears that a bit.
Yeah.
He wears that a bit.
Got you. I wouldn't say it was an abortion. I'd say she lost it.
She lost it.
Because that brings
now
back
she's to- Kate.
No, because
abortion. Now she's Kate.
Because like I wanted a child. It wasn't like, yo, I'm not going to feel bad if we came in a situation where we both, you know, she was, I mean, it's her choice, yeah. But she was like, I'm not ready for this.
Right.
I'm upset. It's like, you know, we really was like, yo, we set this foundation.
They was on the verge of breaking up. They was getting ready to have the baby. She lost it. That brought them back together.
No. It's a new woman, he's saying.
Oh, different woman.
Not same woman.
He's saying that was my ex.
His ex almost had one.
But I feel like it should be more like she got pregnant. We were splitting up. She got pregnant and we're like, this is going to bring us back together. And she happened to lose the baby.
Okay.
And then it was just like.
Which is going to make you in turn, because you do the emotional work. Because like, this podcast is, yeah. At this point, 2027? At this point, the podcast is a TV show.
TV, right?
Yeah. We still do the podcast.
Morning
but
show.
We also do a morning. The guy next door
might
do a
late night. We're 2 seconds away from being Oprah.
Mm-hmm.
2028, we are Oprah.
Yep.
But in 2027, we're knocking on the door. So what that means, he's doing the work.
He's doing the work.
Still. We have not stopped.
Nah, yeah.
So he that's what makes him, in turn, a better partner for Ashley.
Yep. Ashley.
Leilani.
Don't fuck with my wife's name, right? I told you once before, you ain't going to keep fucking my lady name up, all right?
She's uncomfortable by
she
it.
Uncomfortable.
Bro.
She told me not to even invite you. She knew he's gonna do some fuck shit.
Oh,
turn my shit up.
Oh,
and then he sent me a bill.
I hate it.
Oh, get it.
Oh, I'm invoicing you now. I can't call Ashley.
Invoicing love.
I told my sister immediately. I texted my sister. And I said, "Oh, this nigga won't let me call Ashley. Send an invoice.
Send the invoice right now.
And I need you to send the LA pay scale invoice."
We now live in
stupid.
In Connecticut.
I need that. That's what I need. All right. So okay. So now that we have that, you know, that's a very important piece to his character.
Yeah,
arc.
Because yep. I thought I was having a child. I thought it'd bring us back together. She lost it, so it was just like she kind of lost me with the whole. Mm-hmm. I lost her. Then years later,
I wouldn't even say years. I think like the next year is when you find Ashley Leilani.
Or Brandy.
Brandy.
Okay.
And that's when you just know it's the intent behind it. Okay. So, Mac, go ahead, be me. Don't be an asshole. This is a wedding.
Mouse Jones.
This is a wedding. His family, his mother. Never mind. Go ahead, be me.
Exactly.
I was about to
bing,
lie.
Bing, 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 bing. Okay.
He might have cracked it.
I know, right?
You know I don't drink. You know I don't drink.
y'all know I don't drink. Y'all know I don't drink.
It's a part of the shtick. Right, I'll cash out before that.
I got you.
Nah, man, you know, it's
me open up with nah, man, it's crazy. Yeah, I know some bullshit about to happen.
Oh, I'm like this.
Been a long
time,
bro.
I'm a world-renowned host, and I opened up my man's wedding speech with
nah, man.
All right, go ahead, Rack.
We've been at this for a long time, Ra.
True.
You've been at this for a long time. We've been through ups, downs. We've learned a lot. And it's good to see you with somebody. Good to see you with somebody who makes you better. Who makes us better. Can I get an amen?
Okay.
Uh-huh.
He's throwing in something slick like, because those other ones, I wasn't too sure.
I was about to say. Because those other ones, woo!
Mom, am I right, Mom?
Hey, Mom,
we was worried.
Like, Mom, remember,
many days, I was like,
you ain't our mouse. You ain't never lie.
Take your time, mouse.
My mom probably rolling up like, we can smoke it here?
I can smoke it here, right?
It's my son's wedding.
Ma, you can't smoke in here, but two steps down.
No, I'm making two steps down.
I like that. That was a good one.
Okay.
That was a bar. Slow it down.
I just blessed you.
Oh, man.
This is easily my favorite episode. Yeah, this is favorite episode. Okay. 3 years, this is easily my favorite episode.
Oh, man.
Okay.
All so, right. Back to Mouse. Back to Mouse.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see.
I just made the crowd laugh a little bit.
Made the crowd laugh.
I got to come back serious.
Yeah, I got to come back serious. But you're still here. You've been through some trials and tribulations.
Right. Well,
you've been through some things that we all know that really hurt you. But you made it through. And not only did you make it through, you came out stronger.
Mm. Yeah, come on, preach, Mouse.
You needed to be stronger to meet her.
Mm. Oh, that's word. That's something I would say. That's good. Yeah, that's good. That's good.
Thank you.
That's really good.
And now
the tears rolling now for me.
Uh-huh.
I was I think when I see her in the eye, I believe
absolutely.
So.
And I think at that point you're just okay with it. At that point now,
I think I'm okay with it. But also, I don't know if I'm gonna put, because I'm definitely gonna have the jersey. And it goes into the air.
Oh yeah, too.
But I don't know if that's gonna happen when I see her in the jersey.
No, that's gonna happen at the reception.
The jersey has to go. It can't
that's
go
at
the ceremony.
That's gonna be a part of the reception.
You put that shit up in the ceremony, said that wedding is doomed.
Fallen soldiers?
Yeah.
Definitely gonna have a leg. Just hung his jersey over his wife.
Yep.
This nigga, he gotta go.
He has to go.
Matt,
they throwing the sheet off the joint like this. She's gonna be eating.
You gotta tie that shit to the birds.
It's either gonna rise to the top or it's gonna be like just in a frame.
In a frame, just right there. Rise jersey. It would hung up.
Knowing me, I would get a frame and I would bring it out during my speech.
Mr. and Mrs. Fletcher.
No, just say Ryan.
Just say Ryan.
It would say Fly Rye.
Fly Rye.
Because now you are Mr. Fletcher.
Yeah, now I'm I've graduated.
You are Ryan.
I'm really.
The Fly Rye is gone. The minute you get married, Fly Rye is out the door.
Gotta go up.
Gotta go up. Fly Ride 15.
But it's a happy go.
On the Warriors jersey.
Mm. Or on the Brooklyn
half
jump.
Nets, half Brooklyn, half split.
No, you gotta make a pick.
You gotta make can't afford it?
No.
You have mad bread, buddy.
I don't care. You gotta make a choice.
Somebody, you get one, you get one.
I am not disgracing the Nets by putting them next to the Warriors. So you gotta pick. You gotta make
it. East and West, baby. That's me. East and West.
That's facts.
See?
That's facts.
You can't do that. You can't do that.
He got me. I cannot argue there.
Right.
So it's going to be the Warriors on the front.
No.
The Nets on the back, and then I'm just going to frame the Nets.
Just give me two. Crazy.
A piece of shit.
Because you know Steph and KD, they all going to be there.
Yep.
They're going to be there.
I would not be surprised.
They're going to be
That's
there.
That's a fact.
Is that right?
That's a fact.
How do I bring it home, Matt?
How do you bring it home?
How do I bring it home and throw it to you?
Okay. Let me see. You needed to be stronger to find her.
That's really good.
Mm-hmm. And now that you have her in her life, I pray that you guys have a million years of success.
Mm.
I pray that you guys stay happy.
Mm, my Lord.
I pray that you guys stay healthy.
Mm-hmm.
And understand, Leilani, Ashley,
Brandy,
you always have a brother with me.
Mm. Mm.
Cheers, everybody.
Quint.
Okay, now, all right.
Here we go. I gotta hit a Mac Wiles. Go ahead, bro. Get him masked up.
They can put the mask on.
It's gonna
2027.
2027.
We gonna be an oxygen.
2027.
You mean Astros? Like, it's my.
2028 Mac might be in a bubble. All right, so 2028. Here we go. All right. What can I say that, you know, my brother Mouse hasn't already said?
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to be before you guys long. I know there's a long procession. Hey, Mom, good to see you. Wow. Rye, you did it. You remember when I got married, you and Mouse were some of the first people I told. Confidants,
mm-hmm.
and you know, to see where you've come, your maturation and into a husband, you know, and I can't wait to see you mature into a father. And you know, we'll always have your back. There's this little quote.
No, I love my quotes.
This quote I read last night, actually.
I just found this. Mac pulls up for like. Actually, yeah.
Susan B. Anthony.
Now we're 37, so Matt got the glasses. Right. Actually, I just found it right here.
Nigga, I am still in movies. I ain't got no damn glasses. I got contacts like shit,
now you're playing a role. You're in your role right now.
No, you're in your role.
Oh, okay.
You're in your role. Okay. Yeah, you're in your role.
All right.
Malcolm X.
With the Malcolm X joints. Yeah, looking over.
So you like this.
I got to look real close.
Yeah, so you like this. You're like, the quote actually says, you can't have your cake. And eat it too.
Mm. What type
the reason shit? Why this quote is so big to me, because I actually
don't believe this. Ashley will be your cake, and you'll be able to eat it too. That's the joke at the end. They're like, ah, look at Maggie, so nasty. The guy next door so crazy. And then he's going to say some shit that only people that drink rich vodka, salut, you know, whatever he's going to say.
But in all serious note, I love you. I love you.
And
Sis.
You know, me and Chris is, because, you know, Mouse can only say, oh, me. Yeah. But, you know, and me and Chris will have a brother and sister forever. You know, whatever y'all need, whatever you guys need, call me. I'll be standing there like, it's just nigga talking.
Nigga.
I just said
she has a brother. But call you. You like went one step further.
You're like, wait, I got another one. Oh, wait.
Let me run it back.
Actually, it's funny you said that, Mac. The Bible actually says a man who findeth a wife finds a good thing and obtains the favor of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
What did that say? What did that say, family? Family? Mm-hmm, I got them.
Yeah, you got them.
Family, what is that saying? And I look at Mac like, bitch, I'm trying to outspeak you. What did that say, family? That says when Ryan met Ashley, he didn't make her a wife. Amen. Watch it. She was a wife when he found her. She was the good thing. Oh, somebody look at your neighbor and say, you know, I don't want to preach. Let's go. Because I know Juan ready to talk. You know, let me get out of here. I don't want to preach. But since I'm in front of you, Ryan, I want you to hear this. Since I'm in front of you, Ryan, I want you to hear this.
Since we're here.
You found the good thing. You have obtained, watch me, Mac. Mm-hmm. The favor of the Lord. Mm-hmm. Allow that to reign over you. Let it wash over you. Just know that going forward, everything will be different.
Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm. Ashley, let me talk to you for a minute. Amen.
Amen.
Where's Ashley's parents? Look, now I'm prophesying. Where's Ashley's parents? Mom, you got a mom? Mom, come here. Just put your hand real quick right on Ashley. I don't mean to be before y'all. And your mom like, go ahead. Take your time, Mal.
She high as shit.
High as hell. Take your time. Real quick, mother. I want you to be near because I want to give her something. Mm-hmm. Ashley, I want you to understand that the attack from the Lord isn't going to be on you. Watch it. Watch it. In the Bible. Pharaoh.
Wow.
Put out the order to kill all male children under the age of 2. What does that mean?
You lost my mother at that point.
No, I didn't. I got it right now.
Anything Bible, you lost it.
I'm going to bring it back. What does that mean?
You're going to be smoking like, okay.
So I make it make sense. I'm like, watch this. What does it mean? It means that the enemy wants to attack the men. He's going to give you hell, Ashley, but he wants to kill Ryan. You got to cover him. You got to protect him. You are now his covering, his protection. You cannot allow this man to die. Oh, shut my mama. Hey. You know what? Let me get out of here. Mac, let's get out of here before I got to.
Before you got to go.
Let me get out of here before I got to go. Ryan, we love you. And don't ever let Mac Wiles try and outspeech me again.
It was love at first sight.
The DJ came in before one got
the DJ.
Oh, that was music?
He was there. Talk about the DJ.
Carl Thomas stands up.
He is there.
Carl Thomas stands up. Were you sure you wanted him to sing that at the wedding?
I don't know. Not that
one. Not that song.
I wanted to. I don't want him. I need
Summer Rain.
Meet me at the altar and your vine.
I don't want him to sing that.
I need Wifey. That was my song.
RL, because at that point, RL would be like 45. He gets to see the performance. You won't need the rest of
it. Try me. You can still right by me. Need a mighty, mighty smoke.
Only girl. Only one. You're my wifey. Tell me like sweet. Sweet.
I'm going to cover me.
Sweet. I'm going to cover me. Sick. That's why you're my wife.
But you know I'll be performing.
Absolutely.
You know you're sexy. I like your attitude.
He is grabbing the microphone.
I ain't even mad
like
at
this.
You.
Do the rock bop.
Still my queen.
Ow.
And something about me. You are so beautiful.
Son, tell me, it is going to be a vibe.
It's going
to
be a vibe.
Andrew Sutrus did.
It's going to be a vibe.
You could have picked any other numbers, but because it's Ry's wedding,
it's got to be
executive
crazy.
Produced by Mack Wilde.
Executive produced by wedding. So
Ry Did I Get Married.
It's crazy. It's going to be really wild. It's going to be fun, though.
It's going to be fun.
No, niggas not waking up. I'll probably sneak some in my mouth drink.
What? Well, I got it. Oh, my God. I'm not going.
I'm sneaking some regular orange juice, the good shit. You deserve it, by
that. On that note, Mac, do you have anything to add to this wedding before we get out of here?
I'm good done. Orange juice no, on my wedding.
No, I'm finished.
Swollen. I'm going to have the machine where you just the oranges circle around
and it just squeeze.
Do you have swollen. Anything else to for this wedding,
to add
Mac?
To the wedding?
Nick, so
nah, man. I think it's going to be phenomenal.
Gonna be,
you
know
food is
going to be.
Food is going to be.
I'm
going to
have every type of section. Oh, you like seafood? Oh, you seafood buffet. Oh, you like the
food
steaks
is gonna
and shit
be
thing.
Excellent.
You like the everything.
Everything is gonna be something that she wanted besides the food.
Mm.
Ryan is gonna.
Yeah, I'm covering that. I got the food. You can do everything you want, baby. But
I got the food.
I got the food. It's cool. Yeah, she's gonna understand it at that point. She's gonna be like, "Yo, I got that." Like, I'm not even worried about that. Mm-hmm. My food budget gonna be like 30 bands.
Yep, easily.
Easy. Food.
That's what I'm saying.
Is Andrew invited to the wedding if he wear the ACGs?
Wow.
No.
If he wear the ACGs.
Yeah, I know how I feel.
If he
niggas got to dress up.
If he wear the ACGs, can he be secure?
In a suit. He'll wear the ACGs in a suit.
Can he be
the secure? Can he secure the premises?
Yeah. He's going to engineer.
Is he breaking down the wedding? like this.
I'm having some. Yo, what if you got a wedding invitation from Ryan, but on the invitation said no?
No boots.
Now, First of all, I already know Ryan's invitation is going to read like a club flyer. It's going to be like, no hoodies.
No hats.
It's going to say mouse. No sneakers. No I'm sneakers. Like, all right, bro, he don't want me.
And then it's like, I'm going to have somebody at the door like, your name?
Oh, no.
I'm sorry. You can't.
Can we go to the, could you take him to the dressing room? I'm going to have shit on call.
I believe this. I believe because you're that type of person.
I'm going to have shit. Like, nah. Switch him out. I'm not doing this. Not here, bro. You got to fit it on. I wasn't able to get a cut. Nigga, like, I wasn't able to get a cut. Yo.
Fit it with a suit on some draft day shit.
Send him back there.
Go get a haircut,
bro. But Fab could come to the wedding. Fab going to be at the wedding, but I can't wear my hat with my suit.
No. Fab not there.
You're not inviting Fab.
No, because I know what type of outfit he's going to bring, and I'm not. My wife is already, she's fashionable.
You're my queen.
The craziest thing, Shorty's super fashionable,
right?
But super out of the way. She just has mad bad friends.
I just want him to know that at the reception, I'm wearing my sneakers.
No, reception, you can do your thing.
What he's talking
like
about.
When we having a party, but wedding, like if you gonna marry me, bro, you can't marry me in some Jordans, bro. You cannot do that.
Whatever.
Because if you do, you just won't have legs.
In like, every photo.
I guess you don't like to walk. Because you will be up there you in socks. Dress
Ryan,
socks.
Out of what you've heard me and Mac describe today about your wedding,
yes.
How much of it do you see really? Like, out of what we said, how much do you see is like, that's I can see that happening.
Proposal.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty spot on.
That's pretty good. I didn't know if my wedding, I don't know if I want to even... I want a big wedding. Mm-hmm. I think I'll have a big reception. I don't know if I'll have a big wedding. I think I might want to do a destination wedding.
Because
that kind of saves me money.
Yeah. But that's why you go to Malibu.
Yeah, but that's not a destination for me.
Oh, because it's not.
You know what I'm saying?
It's not in Hawaii.
So I'm saying, like, if I have a destination wedding, you know, 40 people, 50 people, cool. And then we all come back and we fly in for the reception. Feel me? And that's where it's like 300, 400 people. Because we've already had the... intimate.
If that's the case, I'm definitely wearing sneakers at the reception.
Yeah, I thought I was gonna have to. Like, but you know, it's still it could be like a 2-day thing.
Do I get a dressing room?
How much money are you putting up?
I'm the host.
Yeah, you're gonna host. I'm giving you the host. You're the host.
So I don't get a dressing room to like be able to change out of my sweaty clothes.
Are you going crazy?
I'm gonna work.
Okay,
yeah, I'll just play the music.
I found it.
Go ahead.
I'll definitely give you the dressing room.
Ready?
But you gotta do it depends on this speech right here.
Wow. Welcome.
Don't give me
what we did today. Shaba. All right, music ministry.
Uh-huh.
What we did today, the Ry Did I Get Married episode. We might have laughed, amen. We might have snickered, amen. But we didn't play. Because the Bible said to prophesy those things, oh my Lord, speak those things that are not as if they are. Speak over yourself. Yes. See, the Bible says without a vision, man is lost. Think about that. How many blind people that can see are just walking around today? Andrew, you hear me? Andrew, I make sure the sound team is working properly back then because I need them to hear this. How many people with 20/20 eyesight are walking around with no vision? See, today what we did is we spoke life over our brother and over this mystery lady. Because what we understand here at Bodega Baptist is that undoubtedly success is ours because we speak Lord. It.
Praise him.
And we understand.
Mm-hmm. Talk about it.
That our gifts, watch it, will make room at tables. But finding and obtaining the favor of God is the most important above all else. See, a lot of brothers today want to run around and they want to have nice artwork in the house.
Talk to them now. Say it again.
These brothers are walking around with nice artwork in the house. Mm-hmm. But the house is not a home because they have not put yet a woman. I wish I had a church that wanted to hear me preach. Andrew, I wish. Deacon Mac, I wish I had a church that wanted to hear me preach on this afternoon.
Talk about it.
These brothers keep putting artwork in the house. You got bare bricks and cores, pieces, and maybe you had you hit a lick and you got an NFT. But the house is empty.
You got the wrong tea.
They got the wrong tea. Yeah. See, what we are doing today is prophesying over the life, but not just life more abundantly over Ryan Fletcher. Amen. He will not fail. He will not stop. Amen. A good pastor, Puffy Combs, one says, can't stop, won't stop. Amen. That's what he said. He said, can't stop, won't stop. He then in another song said, you can hate me now. Oh, Shama. But I won't stop. Somebody's looking at you. Somebody say, look at pastor, make it make sense. Let me make it make sense. Say this and I'll get out your way. Ryan.
Oh, that's a good one.
In the years to come, someone's going to find.
Watch it.
In you, the treasure that others were not equipped to deal with.
Oh, that's dangerous, Doc.
Andrew, that's dangerous, Doc. That's word. In you, a woman is going to find, they're going to find in you the thing that everyone said was broken. She's going to find that, the thing that calls her home.
Whoa, Shabbat.
It makes me want to shout. It puts a song in my spirit.
Oh man.
It puts a song in my spirit, Deacon Mac. Deacon Mac, if you could put me in the key of F.
Key of F.
Matter of fact, the song is so special. I'm gonna come in and you just get in after me.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Just follow me. Amen.
Yes, sir.
The song goes like love. Shama. Hey.
So many things I've got to tell you.
Whoa,
But I'm afraid I don't know how.
Hey, come on, church.
Cause there's a possibility that you look at me differently, love.
Take it, Mac. Ever since?
Ever since that first moment. Ooh. I spoke your name.
From then? Come on.
From then all I knew.
That
by you being in my life, things work destined
everyone
to change.
Love.
Cause love.
Hey, Shama. Oh, hey.
So many people use your name in vain. Love.
Hey.
Those who have faith in you sometimes go astray. Love.
Woo. Hallelujah.
Through all the ups
and downs,
the joys and hurts.
Love.
Love.
One more. Woo. One more. Say it, Mac.
For better or worse, I still will choose you. First.
Everyone, 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 love.
Love.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Many days. Yo, it was Ryan dancing with. Yo, let's get out of here. 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 I need my fucking hair done. My hair keep. You thought the shout music was going?
I'd be like this.
Let me see.
It was Mac finding. It was Mac finding.
He really found the chords.
Mac found the chords.
Yes, oh Lord.
My good. Woo!
Come on now. Come on now. Hold on. Let me see. Do they got praise break in here?
Yo, oh my goodness.
They gotta
Andrew,
have a
this is your fault.
That
Andrew, you can go. I don't know who else you. I don't know who else you engineer for, but you can go forward, son. Amen. Watch it. Watch it. Receive this. Huh. You executive produced an episode of Guys Next Door. Put that on your resume. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen. And in your future, I see. See everybody. Watch me. Watch me, and I'm gonna get out of here. But sometimes when you move in the prophetic, you can't be pathetic. Watch me. Watch me. Watch me. And sometimes they use fake gifts. So they are prosthetic. Okay, but we're not here for that. Yo, we're not here for that.
Get me out of here.
Andrew, sometimes when people hear a prophetic word, they think, oh, I'm going to gain something. Oh, I'm going to get something. Give me a word that's going to tell me I'm about to get something else. Mm-hmm. Son, follow me, follow me. Focus on me. I don't know. The screen is defined. It's not moving. Follow me. Focus on me.
The screen is defined.
The screen is fine. This prophetic word is going to be about loss. Amen. Can you receive that, son? You're going to lose the ACGs. Your feet.
Well, thank you.
I'm going to thank you. You're going to lose the ACGs. Watch me.
They said, those corns and bunions, rebuke them.
We rebuke the ACG. I don't ever want to see you in this church with ACG. Yeah. Yo, let's get out of here. What the hell? Do we have any... Mac, what you got? What's up, Mac? What you got going? What do you... what do you want the people to pay attention to for the next week?
Oh, man.
What should they be preparing for?
Oh, man. Listen, man. Just focus on me.
Amen. Wow.
No, you know, are we still in January right now? I'll be losing days.
Yeah, so January long as shit.
Yeah, exactly.
The way to start a month is not with a 31 day. February should be the start of 2022.
Yeah, this is wild.
We should start with 28 days, not 31.
This is crazy. So what I'll say is I don't want for the beginning of the year for this first month, whether you guys consider this the beginning of the year or the beginning of the I saw a lot of people talking about the beginning of the astrology, which is in March, which is Aries season.
So yeah, just hello gang.
It's, the beginning of the astrology.
So they just take the first 2 months off. So the first 2 months just don't happen for those people.
They still consider it last year, quote unquote. Anyway, but
don't ever call me Aries again.
But listen. I would say to take this time right now. This is the time where everybody's kind of going back to work. Everybody's kind of getting their bearings back. I think this is the time where you guys need to be starting to work on yourselves. This is the time that you guys need to be getting ready so that when the opportunity knocks and shows its head this year, that you don't have to get ready, you know, stay ready. So you don't have to get ready. So use this month to write down your intentions, write down your goals, get everything in order, start working out, get your routines together, because I'm telling you, it is going to be a hell of a year. And if you are in one of these businesses that asks a lot of you, if you're not ready, they will get somebody else very quickly. Mm. So get yourself together. Don't focus on me this week, this month.
focus on you.
Yeah. What about you, Ry?
Just be happy, man. I heard my wedding.
I heard my wedding. Yeah, heard so my wedding. Stupid.
I'm happy. I'm now married to someone. And it takes time. It took me a long time to retire that jersey, but guess what? It's up there.
It's Ryan recording the podcast in 2028.
It's looking down on y'all.
Looking down on y'all.
It's saying
still out here.
The jersey said I did so much.
Oh wow. Come on.
But what
put
I
put some
have,
numbers up.
But what I have created
come on.
Was a world for y'all to see. But at the end of the road, it's not about you and me.
Mm-hmm.
It's about us. Ooh. As a happy family. That's about it.
I didn't give y'all real word, preach word, fake word. I ain't got nothing else. For y'all black asses. I don't tell y'all bad things anymore. So yeah. But yeah, I'm not one for the new year, new me thing, because it's like, well, what did you do last year? And it's really, you don't give no real credence to what you did last year.
True indeed.
Also, I kind of think of you as a weak person if you got to wait to the start of a new year to start nothing. So you know, I don't believe in the resolution thing. So it may sound preachy, but I really do. For the new year and for every year going forward, I want everyone to be able to thank God for what he's done. I want to thank him for what he's already done. But then I want you to be able to appreciate what he's done.
Yes.
But then I want you to have I want you to be bold, and I want you to have the unmitigated goal to ask for more. Ask for more. Whatever it is that you're asking for, up it. Yep. Whatever it is that you're doing, do it again.
Twice.
Don't burn out. Don't kill yourself. Don't make it hard on yourself. But what I am saying is ask for more. Ask God for more. Ask of yourself more. Ask for the people around you more. Because if you don't, you're going to hit a ceiling.
You'll get stuck with what you have.
You'll get stuck right there. And I don't want that for anyone, because that's definitely not happening at the guys next door.
Absolutely not.
In our individual life or corporately, where you're about to see more and more from us. Like I said, corporately as guys next door and individually as Ryan, as Mouse, and as Mac. So if y'all support us the way y'all been supporting us for the past 3 years and y'all feel as close and connected to us as you do, I would ask that you take heed to that and ask for more in 2022. On that note, y'all know where to find us. Mm-hmm. You know where to tweet us, IG us, listen to us. We'll see y'all black asses next week.
And we are
Live Next Door.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.